Elizabeth, hey, how's it going?
I have been looking at my retirement accounts today. Boy, it is very interesting what the market's doing.
I don't honestly know a whole lot about that. I figure I've got at least another 20 years of working or so here, so I'll take a look later.
Well, it's definitely something that you need to check into, because the earlier you start looking at those, the better. I'm going to help you log in right now, and we are going to get to the bottom of this.
Welcome to UVA for Your Benefit. It's that time when we ask you to think about your benefits, and today we're talking about retirement. It's easy to get overwhelmed, but investing a little time now can have a huge impact on how much money you have when you're ready to retire.
To help us dice through all of this, we are joined today by Dave King. He is a benefit specialist with UVA Human Resources. We also have Jay Colligan with us. He's a financial advisor with TIAA.
Well, let's start off with some important definitions of what we're talking about. I want to talk about the mandatory retirement plans. There's three that are out there. Tell me, what's the VRS retirement plan for UVA employees?
Sure. The VRS plan stands for Virginia Retirement System, and that is the state-run benefit that's provided to typically the employees working for the academic division. Your date of hire will typically also drive the plan that you're enrolled in with VRS. So some of our longer tenured employees will have what's called VRS Plan 1. Some employees will have what's called VRS Plan 2. And then our newer employees, those hired in 2014 and later, are in the newer VRS plan, which is called the VRS Hybrid Plan. So all employees of the academic institution have the option for VRS. The other mandatory plans, you have the optional retirement plan, which is also called the ORP. That plan is available to certain employees of the academic division. Medical center employees have the third mandatory plan, the medical center retirement plan, or the MCRP.
And Dave, just to clarify, people do not have a choice in what mandatory plan they can take, correct?
Not exactly. Some of our population at UVA can choose between VRS and the ORP. All academic employees are offered VRS, and then some are also offered the ORP plan.
Well, there's also then voluntary retirement plans. And so these are kind of like additional retirement funds that employees can sock away. I want to bring in Jay here. Jay Colligan is with TIAA, a financial advisor over there, which is one of the contractors that handles UVA employee investments. Jay, tell me, what is a 401k? And UVA doesn't have one, but I still kind of want to know what it is.
The 401k is for a for-profit association, and the IRS calls a 401a, generally speaking, for a nonprofit corporation. Other than that, they're structurally very similar. And then at UVA, you have access also to a 403b. 403b is a great plan because it's all voluntary money, and it has very high limits. In many cases, it's more than most people can afford to put away, at least, you know, depending on where they are in their work life. And as long as you're putting at least $80 a month into your 403b, on the academic side, UVA will put $40 a month into a cash match plan for you. It's a little bit different on the medical side. It's a percentage rather than a dollar amount. If you're putting in 4%, they will match up to 2%. But as long as you're putting at least that 2%, $80 a month into your 403b, you'll get the cash match, which you should do because it adds up and it compounds and it turns into a good deal of money if you're working at UVA for a while.
What does that mean, the compounding interest?
If you put $100 away and you invest it, and if next year it makes 5% and you've got $105 next year, then instead of having $100 that will continue to grow, now you have $105 to continue to grow. And this adds on top of each other, I think it was Albert Einstein, who was a TIA participant, said that compound interest is the most powerful force in the universe.
You've used that line before about Albert Einstein.
Why would I not? It's a fabulous line. And it's true.
So 403B is what you call a tax-advantaged plan. What does that mean?
It just means the money goes in, it grows without taxes. So typically, if you invested some money and you made a little money, the IRS will take some of that in taxes. If it's inside a retirement plan, there won't be any tax on the growth. you can choose between a traditional IRA or a Roth IRA to how to set up this plan. Do you want to take the taxes out up front, which is a Roth plan, or you want to have the money go in without taxes taken out and then grow tax-free and you get taxed on the back end when you're retired?
We get a lot of questions about, well, should I do Roth or should I do pre-tax? How would I ever make that decision?
Yeah, that's a good question that I have. I don't even know what those things mean, really.
Well, here's the philosophy of it. Let's say, you know, married couple in their 40s and 50s, they both have fabulous jobs, and they're in sort of a pretty decent tax bracket, fairly high tax bracket. You're thinking, okay, well, why would I want to do a Roth contribution and pay taxes now when, theoretically, when I retire, I will be making less money, probably, and therefore potentially be in a lower tax bracket. The other and a perfectly valid, Bud Riddle talks about this, Dave King. He talks to people all the time and he says, if you are starting out, his opinion is, and it's really good thinking, just do the Roth contribution. Because if you start out doing it with a Roth, you'll see the taxes come out. You just budget what you get. You're paying the taxes up front. You never have to pay taxes on that money again. And you don't notice the difference. This is why we have meetings. This is why we sit down with people, because there's a lot to think about with this.
So one other plan I want to talk about, Jay, is the 457, which is different from 403Bs, but how?
457 is a state plan. It is also a great extra place to save. ICMA are the people who sort of administer it. And again, for some people who are looking to save even more, 457 plan is available, and it's a state plan that functions similarly to a 403B.
All right. We're going to take a short break so I can go check and see if I ever got around to setting up my 403B. Hey, in just a moment, we're going to dive into some UVA employee situations that may sound like your own. Stay with us. You're listening to UVA For Your Benefit, a service of the University of Virginia and podcasting at WTJU's Virginia Audio Collective. To find out more about anything you hear in this episode, please visit hr.virginia.edu. Listening to this podcast is great and all, but you'll need to visit that site to set up what you need for a happy retirement. That's hr.virginia.edu. And we're back with UVA benefits specialist Dave King and TIAA financial advisor Jay Colligan. I'm Nathan Moore with Elizabeth Fiola.
So a lot of UVA employees don't actually realize that they have access to free financial advising. Dave and Jay are going to talk us through a typical meeting with three example UVA employees.
So here's kind of a case study one for you, Dave and Jay. Let's just say we've got somebody named Bailey who just graduated from college. They have started their first full-time job at UVA's IT department. They're making $35,000 a year. They've got about $20,000 in student loans, and they want to get some help setting up their first ever retirement account and deciding how much to contribute to it. What is your advice to Bailey?
Anybody who's enrolled with a plan should meet with their rep. I'm on grounds, I don't know, 5 or 6 times a month. Make an appointment. It's really easy to do. And everybody's scenario is going to be a little bit different. But generally speaking, and this is a hugely broad generalization, if Bailey's in his 20s and is going to be working for 40-odd years, that is an immense amount of time to be investing. And he shouldn't concern himself too much with what the stock market is doing on a day-to-day basis for about another 30 years. Generally speaking, the younger you are, the more aggressive you can be because you are spreading your risk out over a longer period of time, if that makes any sense.
I mean, as far as financial management goes, that's part of this picture too. If you've got somebody with a bunch of student loans to pay off, do you suggest they pay those off first before putting a bunch in retirement? Or how? I mean, how does this go?
I hate to give this answer, but it's almost always the right answer. It depends. What's the interest rate on the loan? Do you have any other debt? How much are you putting away for retirement? Are you married? Are you single? Do you have kids? It's more about prioritizing your individual needs than it is about, hey, a formula, this is what you should do first no matter what. And not all debt is necessarily bad debt. You know, if you get student debt, it's allowed you to get this education and it's given you the tools to go forward in life and hopefully land a fabulous job. I hate to be sound wishy-washy and say it depends, but this is why everybody, we encourage everybody to sit down, have a meeting, And let's get into the weeds in terms of specifics.
I think the one thing we can probably agree on, Jay, is that everyone should at least, if they can, at a minimum, put the money in to maximize the cash match. So on the academic side, carve out that $80 a month to get the $40 match. If you're in the medical center retirement plan, carve out that 4% to get the 2% match.
Completely agree. It is effectively free money. And then we get back to that compounding we talked about before.
Our second person's name is Jamie. She came to UVA 10 years ago after working a few years in a different state. She makes $55,000 a year. She has a mortgage, and she is trying to save to help pay for college for her two kids. She hasn't changed her retirement plan since starting her job at UVA. She wants to make sure that they're taking full advantage of retirement benefits. So, Dave, do you want to start with that one too?
So, every employee at UVA can verify their mandatory retirement plan in Workday. They then can go to that vendor and look at their online statement and check on the progress and see where things are at. And then again, we'd look at the voluntary plan. Do you have a 403B? Do you have a 457? And hopefully the answer is yes. And if it is yes, are you at least doing the contribution to get the cash match? Those are review questions that UVA HR can help direct you to. And then for more specific financial guidance, someone like Jay at TIA, our consultants with Fidelity or ICMA or VRS can get into more detail on the particular accounts.
There are a lot of different ways to pay for college. There are college cost projectors that are terribly depressing. They're all over the place online. There are a lot of good 529 plans out there. TI happens to have one. They're basically ways to prepay for college. I'm a big fan of 529 plans, but they are by no means the only way to save for college. But it sure is an advantage if you start thinking about it when your kid is 2 or 3 rather when they're 14 or 15.
One other thing we would tell someone like Jamie, who maybe has been here 10 years, is it's probably a good time to look at their asset allocation. So when they started, you know, if they were in their 20s or 30s, they may have defaulted into a target date fund, which will adjust as you age and move you along a glide path with a mix of stocks and bonds. However, if Jamie took a very aggressive approach when she started 10 years ago, it may be time to look at that asset allocation and potentially readjust either given the market conditions or age or their investment timeline.
Can Jamie do that any time of year, or does it have to be during open enrollment?
The employee always has full control over the assets in their account. So any money with TIA, Fidelity, ICMA, the employee is always in charge of those investments and can move those funds at any time.
It may be a very elementary question for you, Nathan, Elizabeth, but what's the difference between a stock and a bond?
Stock is a portion of a corporation. Bond is a promise to usually a government agency.
That's as good an answer as I've ever heard. That's exactly it. If you have stock, you own something. And if you have bonds, you're lending somebody money. And the way both of those sort of work and behave is probably the most important thing over the long term for what your accounts are going to look like and managing it as you go through your whole work life.
I want to get into a sort of a third case study. This person's name is Terry, and Terry has spent the last 5 years of their 40-year career at UVA. Terry makes about $68,000 a year and just paid off their mortgage. They're going to turn 62 in a few months, and they're trying to decide when to retire and kind of make that plan. What's your advice for Terry?
There are some key dates that Terry is right about at and needs to think about. 62 is the earliest you can start taking Social Security. Full retirement age is about 67, somewhere in the 67 area. And full retirement age just means that that's sort of your baseline age for Social Security. If you retire sooner, you can take Social Security, but they will give you less money. If you retire later, you can delay Social Security, and you get about an 8% raise per year. It's not compounded, but you can delay it until 70, and you get more. Whatever your full retirement age is, one big date. 62, if you're trying to retire early, is a big one. 65 is maybe the most important one because that's the date for Medicare. And if you retire early, you have to find some way to pay for your medical insurance for those 3 years if Terry decides to retire at 62. And, you know, while I don't know what their medical insurance costs will be, it's not unreasonable to think, well, you know, where are you going to come up with, I don't know, $1,100 a month for the next 3 years? And that is another factor in deciding when are you leaving.
30 years is the magic number for VRS1. VRS2 plans is a combination of age and service. The hybrid plan will follow a similar rule to that. So yes, the bigger part is knowing when your normal retirement age and knowing when your earliest unreduced retirement age would be. If you're in the ORP or the MCRP plan, there is no reduction for early retirement. It really comes down to, is your balance great enough? Do you have enough assets? And are you prepared financially to be able to fund your retirement?
So there we go again, Nathan. It depends, and Terry should have a meeting.
All right, well, welcome back to UVA For Your Benefit, a service of the University of Virginia, and podcasting on the Virginia Audio Collective from WTJU 91.1 FM, community radio here in Charlottesville at the university. Elizabeth, let's check the voicemail.
How often and when can I change my 403b contribution? Can I take a loan from my 403b?
So the 403b is a self-service event in Workday, and an employee can go in and make that change at any time.
And the change you're talking about is how much money the employee is sending from a paycheck.
Correct. So at UVA is where you would specify how much per pay do you want taken from your check. Do you want that taken pre-tax, or do you want it taken Roth after tax? And do you want that money to go to TIA or Fidelity? So you make those decisions through the Workday application. Then when the money goes to the vendor, when it goes to TIA or Fidelity, that's where you make your investment choices and move the money.
If you don't have a 403b set up yet, how do you set it up in the first place?
Again, that'd be done in Workday. So if you're making your initial election, you'd go to Workday in the self-service feature, and you would walk through the steps to enroll in the 403b. You do the same thing. How much per pay do you want withheld? Which vendor do you want it to go to? And do you want that to go as pre-tax or Roth after-tax?
If you take a loan from the 403b plan, you have to also plan on not getting necessarily as much growth as you would have gotten had that money stayed in there. So there are a lot of sort of moving parts with that loan. But yes, it's available. Yes, people have made great use of them and paid them back. And it's just sort of another benefit of that plan.
Jay, thanks. Let's check in on the next voicemail.
So I'm looking at retiring in the next few years. After I retire, can I continue to work?
Yes, you're able to work after retirement. There are some specific rules, particularly on the VRS end. If you're going to come back to work in a state position, whether that's UVA or another state agency, you do have to have a break in service. And upon your return, you need to make sure you're in a part-time position that's not paying into VRS again. You could certainly be in VRS, retire from UVA, and then go work private industry. Not a problem. And with the ORP and the MedCenter plans, you have that same flexibility of retiring and then again being able to work in another position and supplement your income through some part-time employment or full-time elsewhere.
Well, let's go back to the voicemail here. We've got a couple more. Boy, it's been a hot voicemail session here.
The stock market just crashed. Should I take all my money out? I'm super worried about how things are going.
It's going to be my stock answer of it depends. You know, are you 30 and you're just getting started? Heck no. You're still putting money in. You're still saving money. And now the price of everything that you're investing in is lower, which in the long term will benefit you. If you are 6 months from retirement and we experience, you know, a 2008, if you were trying to retire in January 2009, you probably had to make another plan. But you also, if you are 6 months of retirement, probably don't still want to be 80% in the stock market. You will have been more conservative, so you will have less exposure to the stock market, regardless of what it does. That's why diversification is so important, and having different income streams in retirement is so important. You can be patient. You can wait for it to recover, which it always has. So far, we've been looking at it for 100-odd years, and it's always recovered. If I knew when to get in and when to get out on any particular dip, we would be having this remote call from my hollowed-out volcano somewhere in the South Pacific.
Jay, it's nice that you'd still be part of this podcast, even from your South Pacific island.
Sure, yes, exactly.
It would be tough to get you a microphone.
I would probably have one there. I'd have a whole setup.
All right, well, let's go to our last voicemail here.
How do I set up an individual appointment to learn more and do some financial planning?
You would go to hr.virginia.edu, and if you go to the 403B link at the bottom under Fidelity, under TIA, under ICMA, there is a link where you can select that says meet a representative, and that'll take you right to the scheduling system for the financial consultant at each firm. You can do a phone review as well. It doesn't have to be face-to-face or Zoom the Zoom, but the financial consultants can do the same thing through the 800 numbers at both TIA and Fidelity. And when you do that, you'll get matched up with someone like Jay. And then in the appointment, I guess, Jay, what are some things people should be prepared to have to make that time efficient?
We can work with just about anything, but a pay stub is nice. If you have outside accounts, bring your latest statement. That helps a lot. If there's something specific you want to address or talk about, bring a statement regarding that. You can go to TIAA.org/schedule now is really easy. We have an 800 number, 800-732-8353. You can make an appointment right then. And like you said, Dave, all my appointments recently have been by phone and they've been working great. Virtual meetings are great too. And we're all sort of figuring that out and have over the last 3 months as we go. But we're all already really good at talking on the phone. But I'm looking forward to getting back on grounds. I really am. I wonder when that's going to happen.
But I think the biggest thing we'd probably say is don't wait, especially on the investment part. Just start. Just put the money in. It'll invest in target date funds, and that'll get you started. But don't wait. Start early and just have a plan. And it doesn't have to be time consuming. You have people that can help you. But what you can't get back is the time if you've not taken any action.
Well, gentlemen, thanks so much for taking the time today and explaining all this to us. I really, I think personally, I need to go set up a 403B.
Do that today, Nathan. Set up that 403B today.
I've actually got the URL pulled up right now. Well, many thanks to our guests today, UVA Benefit Specialist Dave King and TIAA Financial Advisor Jay Colligan.
This episode was produced by Mary Garner McGee, and I'm Elizabeth Viola.
And I'm Nathan Moore. Go to hr.virginia.edu to schedule an appointment with any of these gentlemen or other advisors here at the university. In fact, pretty much everything you need to find out about from this is at hr.virginia.edu. Thanks so much for listening, and retire happy.